at Hank FM. On the show, where everybody knows your name.
JB and Heather Lee do the morning show on Hank FM.
You command respect.
On the ice. Go Stars! Game one of the Western Conference Finals. This is hockey. Dallas Stars hosting the hated Edmonton Oilers. So they start their best of seven series here. I think this was the matchup last year, too.
Oh, I think it was, if my memory serves.
Even if, you think it was?
I have no idea.
Even if the Stars, though, I mean, even if they don't win, at least it bumped Katy Perry.
See, there's that,
from the
right?
AAC, yeah. Go Stars!
And there's still Stars among Stars.
As for the rest, let's take a tour around some of those Texas topics going on out there. Of course, still picking up the pieces out there in Palo Pinto County. And even though Santo did go back to school yesterday, still no school for our good friends out there in Gordon. School district has officially canceled classes through the end of the week because of the damage sustained from Sunday's storms and tornadoes.
This is the best time of school. It's all the parties and the fun and the award ceremonies. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, but they will continue going on. And we mentioned this yesterday. So heads up again, too. Tomorrow, they're still very much the Gordon Longhorns in the 2025 UIL baseball playoffs. And with the team, and it was reported that, man, bless those kids' hearts, they were out there on the school grounds at the ISD helping clean up. So not practicing, but cleaning, doing the good work for the community and whatnot. But they will tomorrow take on, and this will take place at Stephenville High School's baseball field. Gordon Longhorns take on Perrin Witt. I believe they're the Pirates. And that'll be game one of the regional finals. So 7:30 first pitch tomorrow. If you somewhere around the Ville, go by. Become, just for maybe a night, some Gordon Longhorns fans out there. And you go get them, kids. All right? We're pulling for you. You had a heck of a week out there. So go Longhorns.
Woo!
Indeed.
18 schools in 5 years. That's how many campuses Fort Worth ISD plans to close after a unanimous vote by the school board this week. Parents not too pleased, as you can imagine, particularly because most of these are elementary schools. The closures already approved include West Handley Elementary, SS Dillo Elementary, Eastern Hills Elementary, and McLean 6th grade campus. There's going to be four more next June, another four in 2027, followed by 28 and 29. Sadly, a few of those are A-rated schools, despite the fact that half Fort Worth ISD schools recently given a D or F rating.
In one of the fastest growing cities in all of America. Okay.
Yeah, I don't understand how the math is mathing all of this.
See, that's the thing. We didn't go to one of those Fort Worth schools.
Oh, we know the math.
We learned it there. We would have learned it there. Meteorologists, okay, what's our weather going to do from here on out? And certainly summer-wise, are we going to get an El Nino or a La Nina? Of course, El Nino is the cooler and wetter than average weather. And La Nina brings the warm and dry.
Which one comes with margaritas?
We're not going to get either.
Oh, dang
actually,
it.
National
what is
Weather
that?
Service says
F minus.
From here till late fall, we're not going to get a La Nina or El Nino. So I guess that'd be a La Nada, perhaps. I wasn't in the Fort Worth ISD school systems. I did not take the extracurricular class of Spanish.
Muchas gracias, compadre.
Sí.
You know, the thermostat is a very touchy topic, not to mention expensive. So what is that optimal setting, you ask? 78 degrees. The experts.
No, try again.
Department of Energy. They say, this is going to keep your bills down.
Oh.
And it could save you 10% a year on heating and AC if you crank up the temp when you're gone for 8 hours a day. Other tips to save some cash include vacuuming the air vents, don't block furniture, airflow registers, and apparently setting electronics near thermostats can make the thermostats think it's hotter than it is. Ugh. And if you could imagine something being hotter than 78 degrees, inside your home in the middle of summer.
Yeah, I wouldn't be in my home in the middle of summer at 78 degrees out here. We don't have numbers on our thermostat here. It's just a good old-fashioned dial.
We just have fractions.
It's like a sundial around the area.
And if it moves like an eighth of a millimeter to the left, KB gets very cold.
It dramatically affects everything.
Like, I know. It's very touchy.
Get that electrical equipment away from it. That's obviously what the issue is. Someday we'll change the thermostat and actually touch it.
What you're talking about.
All right. We're on a Tom Cruise watch, everyone out here. Tom Cruise is coming to you tomorrow. Well, actually, this is what he said.
Hi, everyone. On May 22nd, I'm coming to the great state of Texas. And I'll be visiting Fort Sam Houston in San Antonio before stopping by some theaters to see you at some of the first screenings of Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning. Then we're going to fly to Dallas, where I'm going to get some delicious barbecue before going to more theaters to say hello. And I can't wait. We'll see you at the movies.
So I don't know if that's, I'm coming to Dallas because, you know, Tom Cruise just thinks all of this area would be called Dallas, like a lot of the rest of the world thinks.
And all the barbecue, obviously.
Or maybe we get to keep him firmly on the Dallas side, but either which way. He didn't specify which theaters he would be visiting for this, so it would just be a matter of luck on which theater Tom Cruise shows up in. Don't worry, if he sits in front of you, though, he's incredibly short. You should have no problem with
it's going to be no problem
visually seeing the screen. Now, he also said yesterday, Tom Cruise, that he will, quote, make movies into, he plans to make movies into his 100s.
Mm.
So he's not planning on quitting anytime soon.
That's a long time. I mean, he's only, what, like 62? That's another 40 years. It's a lot of Mission Impossibles.
Like Mission Impossible 27 is just him trying to find his reading glasses to defuse a bomb.
Huh?
You know, at that point, Tom, the real impossible mission is just remembering, why did I walk into this room?
I can't wait.
Yeah.
Morning radio's best kept secret. KB and Heather Lee.